about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I have an announcement to make, and it's very, very important. I'm serious. I have an announcement to make, and it's very important, and I'm going to say this to America right now.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You know, he just doesn't want to marry her, just wants to hook up.
All right.
You get that, right?
Yeah.
You hook up.
No, I don't hook up.
Yeah, you do. You have to.
No, I got a gnome garden, and I volunteer at the Humane Society. I'm full.
Okay, there's got to be humane guys out there.
Well,
right?
I'm not really using a man to fulfill me. I'm just, I like, Saturday night to me is a mug of Ovaltine and Jane Austen.
Oh, I got it. You're into women.
I don't even know what to do. I can't get another job. I don't have a resume.
A resume?
I don't speak Spanish.
It's Friday. Hope some weed.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Well, well, well. If it isn't us.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh my God, you're a legend. I can't believe you're here.
Roll another one.
Oh, this is sad now. It's just sad.
Just like the other one.
I'm sure I got a badge for banging.
This one seems to be allowed to quit.
Fresno, what you sipping?
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
And the whores.
Sorry? What was that?
I couldn't.
Just like the other one.
I don't understand it, bro.
This one seems to be about spend.
This is incredibly immature.
I don't have another cent.
Alexa, add spoon knife to my shopping list.
Oh, a couple of dopers, huh?
Just pass it around.
Where you at?
Didn't realize mustaches were that itchy.
Pass it on down.
And now,
just a sad collection of fatuous, imbecilic, puerile, blithering milksops.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 10th of May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was getting up this morning as I normally do, and I do everything in the same order. Get in the shower, then get out, then, you know, get ready for the day, brush my teeth, put on my clothes, leave. This morning I added a step. I'm having some allergies, so occasionally I'll take DayQuil just to kind of, you know, mask the symptoms.
Okay.
So I reach for the DayQuil and I take it, and then I realize that it's not DayQuil, it's NyQuil.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Right?
I'm going home.
Oh. So today's going to be a roller coaster.
Okay. All right.
How did you?
I panicked immediately when I was like, "Oh my God!"
You almost saw the container. That's how you figured.
Yeah.
It. Okay.
I was 1 second away from putting my finger down my throat, just like, this isn't good.
I'm still a couple minutes from putting my finger down your throat right now.
How does NyQuil usually affect you?
Not like you, thank goodness.
Okay, thank
because
God.
Because knocks Allie out for like a week.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I take it a lot, so.
Okay, all right.
Not a big deal.
Okay.
So let's just say I'm a little less sharp than normal.
I'm on this dessert is what I'm on.
Yeah. Kevin, can we get you one of your Starbucks desserts in a cup?
Sure.
Extra espresso,
you know, I love that.
Shots
I also have
it?
The coffee with me.
Okay.
So
You're trying to combat.
Yeah,
you're going the other way.
Right.
Okay.
How about some cocaine?
Should be interesting.
Cocaine could
How
be good.
How about some cocaine? Omar?
Who needs cocaine less than me?
Well.
I feel like that would be a bad thing.
No.
I mean,
now,
let's try it and see how it goes. It
can't be a weirder experiment than you on NyQuil.
I mean, so that happened.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe.
Patience.
Maybe,
what I'm saying is patience.
Sure.
Okay.
No need to add an extra step. You've got a routine.
Right.
Don't add an extra step.
Especially if it's the wrong step?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So this should be fun.
Should be fun.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We have, should pet parents celebrate Mother's Day?
What do you mean?
Pet parents.
Like if you have a dog, do you celebrate Mother's Day because you have a dog?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, F off.
It's a thing.
It is not a thing.
No, it's a major thing.
Oh, it's a major thing.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've even seen Instagram posts that are like, well, I give it up to the mom in my life, and then it's just a woman with a dog.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Right?
Oh.
That's my thought.
Wow.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it 100 because it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Warburton joins us in studio.
Lovely.
Very excited about that. And things you never told your mom, with Mother's Day being Sunday, things you never told your mom.
Uh-oh.
We're going to take your calls and think of us as a therapist.
Yeah. We're here to just walk you through this journey as if we were your mom.
Correct.
And also,
none of us would make fun of you.
Mm-mm.
Just being the representative. Happy Friday, everybody.
God damn it.
Hey, yeah.
It's not a good start, you guys.
It's not a good start.
We'll take a break. And
NyQuil Friday, baby.
Is this going to become a thing?
Let's go.
We'll take a break and come back. Latest from Of Monsters and Men. That's Alligator on the world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Mm-hmm.
Ali McKay's here.
Wow.
With what's happening.
Did you take a little four-minute nap in between that last segment?
I mean, I should have.
Yeah.
But no.
You mentioned off the air that when you take NyQuil, it usually only lasts about 5 hours?
Yeah. 5 hours-ish.
Okay. So right about the end of the show, you should be perking up.
I should run out about 10 a.m., which is perfect for this.
Right. This feels good.
Yeah,
you guys.
I think so, too.
So David Beckham has been banned from driving for 6 months after he used his phone behind the wheel of his $130,000 Bentley. The soccer superstar was also fined $750. That's roughly about $975 here. Mm-hmm. He already had 6 points on his license when he was caught, meaning that Thursday's 6 points takes him above the 12-point threshold.
Oh, too much math.
That results in instant disqualification. So 6 months of not being able to drive.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how you would get around that. I guess if you're David Beckham, though, you could afford to
drive anywhere.
Car everywhere.
Absolutely.
And also, keep in mind, a DUI out here is a year. So being on your phone, even though he added up with his old points, still 6 months is a pretty large violation.
Absolutely.
But foreigner, right? So
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And this happened in England, so.
Oh. Who cares?
Guys.
Yeah.
Mother's Day.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. I had a weird little interaction walking in. One of the guys that does overnights at CanX leaves at the same time that I walk in, and he goes, "Hey, happy Mother's Day." And I went, "Oh, I'm not with the... thank you." And I'm like, why am I about to explain to this man that my ovaries are dust? Just say thank you and keep walking.
Thank you and move on.
But that is an assumption.
And it really is.
And, I mean, you're not touchy about it. But there are people who don't love talking about that.
Or maybe he just meant happy Mother's Day. Everyone has a mom except Chip. So
you think that's what he meant specifically?
Yeah. He's like, happy Mother's Day, right? That'll really get Chip.
By the way, that's not a thing that you usually say to anyone, is it?
No, no. Unless you know they have kids.
Even so, it...
No,
on
I mean, if
the
I,
day, yes, but...
Yeah, on the day.
Yeah.
Or if
oh,
I...
Oh, my God.
What?
I mean, my jeans are a little tight.
Oh, he thinks you're...
No. What if he thought I was pregnant?
He doesn't think you're pregnant.
I mean... It'd be pretty funny.
That'd be the best. That'd be awesome. I'm not gonna lie to you.
For the rest of us.
But that brings me to a little Mother's Day story. They did a little bit of research on the celebrity that most people would want to play their mom in a movie. And I only have the top three, but who do you think would be the celeb that you'd most want to play your mom in a movie?
Joanna Man?
No, good guess, though.
That's a good guess. Play your mom in a movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's odd because I wonder what age group they asked. Does it say that or no?
It doesn't, but all of these people, except maybe one, could be our mothers
our
or
mothers.
Grandmothers.
Got it, okay.
Yeah. Hi, it's Kat. I would love for Kat to play my mom. However, she's about my age.
Charlize Theron, you know.
I mean, that seems
okay.
Like
all right.
Not age appropriate. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep came in at number one.
There it
absolutely.
Is.
second place was Sally Field.
Good one.
And then third place, Julia Roberts, which has to hurt.
It's rough.
Has to
Julia
really
Roberts just
stink.
Jumped off a bridge.
Yeah, for sure. The study of 2,000 Americans also examined the relationship that we have with our mothers. And it had very interesting things. Like, do you know your mother's favorite food?
Yeah.
I know my mom's favorite foods, yeah.
Okay, then we're better than 45% of the world
that
doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? Absolutely. Right. What is your mother's favorite food?
I think that if she were asked, she would... I mean, she has a million answers, but right. I think she'd probably say sushi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mexican food.
Mexican. Okay. Mm-hmm. My mother is disgusting.
Oh, no.
And... for our birthdays, we pick what food we want. Everybody, yeah, great, let's celebrate you. On my mom's birthday, we all get something different. Because my mom's favorite meal that she makes, oh, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, you're like really actually gagging.
Is tuna noodle casserole.
Ooh.
It's hot tuna with like macaroni and stewed tomatoes.
That doesn't sound
That good. Is disgusting. And my dad, like, the look on his face on my mom's birthday is just, it's pathetic. I'm like, Dad, you can have pizza. We're going to be fine. But tuna noodle casserole.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You shouldn't know it's a
wow.
thing.
My grandma on my dad's side, who has long been a corpse, but before she had died, she nice. Her favorite food was shrimp in lobster sauce at a Chinese restaurant. Do you guys know that?
No. Never heard of it.
It looks like shrimp in dirty water.
Oh,
it's
gross.
And like there's like chunks of lobster sauce in it. It is so sickening.
Good morning, everybody. Hey. I'm glad I could have brought this story and talked about our disgusting relatives' food habits.
Hello.
37% know their mother's favorite flower, their favorite song. 29% know their mom's favorite movie. Do you know your mom's favorite movie, Kevin?
I mean, top three, probably. I could probably guess, yeah.
I could get one or two on the list, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but I don't know if I don't know if she's ever said my favorite movie is. I mean,
oh, no. My mom is It's a Wonderful Life.
Good
she
movie.
She would watch okay. that 24/7 if she could.
Mine's Sound of Music.
Oh, nice.
That's my mom's favorite. I'm
on the spot. I think she
know.
Would say Defending Your Life, the Albert Brooks movie, I think. My favorite movie. One of my favorite movies as well.
Okay. Oh, also Jackass.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the movie where everybody's kind of lined up eating each other's...
Human Centipede?
Yeah. My mom loves that one, too.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Excellent work right there. We'll talk more about moms later because we're going to be celebrating all things moms. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Chip. Happy birthday to Bono, Kenan Thompson, Chris Berman, and OG supermodel Linda Evangelista.
Oh, you people are so lucky that you got to listen to Modest Mouse because mm-hmm. Jensen spent that entire time talking about Pikachu, who he just discovered.
Yes. Here's the thing. I have never in my life seen a Pokemon episode. They have cartoons. I know that. Mm-hmm. I've never played the card game Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I have no connection to anything regarding Pokemon.
Then how are you so excited by it?
I
don't even understand that.
Okay. I like the idea. And I also think that this started somewhat like postmodern and jokey and kind of snarky.
Sure, of course.
But now I just have genuine love. It's actual, true, earnest care for the idea that Pikachu is a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or whatever he is.
Right.
And then he just puts on a tiny hat and he becomes a good detective.
Right.
And it's just the hat. That's the only thing that
changes. That's the only difference. The only difference. And people compare it to like Clark Kent and the glasses taking off. No. He had to put on a full Superman suit. He had to put on a cape. He had to go to a phone booth to do it. In this case, just one 1,000 hat on, two 1,000 detective.
And, oh my
God. That is such an amazing plot point. And the other thing that I think is amazing about Detective Pikachu, and by the way, this is not an ad at all. I don't even know if it's going to be good, but the reviews have been phenomenal. Like, every movie review is like, you're going to love Detective Pikachu, which is a sentence I didn't expect to read.
Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico, you still watching Pikachu?
What's that?
See?
Team
Pikachu. And the other thing, so now, I don't know why, but I want my unborn son to have a Detective Pikachu plush doll.
See, this is where I think maybe you need to dial it down a bit.
Because
your
honestly,
unborn kid doesn't care.
I don't want to miss the opportunity.
And I don't even think it's for the kid.
Well, that might be
true.
No,
of course it's not. It's for dad.
That might be true. But I did eBay it while we were in the last song segment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I did find that they make Detective Pikachu hats. So I can buy one of the little hats. And on coming out of the sides...
Will you be a detective then?
Coming out of the sides are Pikachu's ears.
Right.
They're like plush.
Oh, no.
So if I put on the hat, not mm-hmm. only will I be wearing the detective hat, mm-hmm. I'll also be wearing the ears.
Sure.
And then I thought maybe...
The level of your excitement for that, though.
Concerning.
For buying that hat.
Yeah.
I've never seen you happier. Except your wedding date. That's it.
That's the only
and
two
this
days.
Is number two.
You're right. First day, best day of my life, my wedding. And for good reason. It was a great time.
Yeah.
Second best day of my life, the day I found out they make Detective Pikachu hats. And also, would it be weird, and hear me out, if when my baby is born... I'm rooting on my wife. Go! Yeah!
Push!
And she looks over and I'm wearing the Detective Pikachu hat with the ears.
I mean,
and she hadn't seen it before.
No, I put it on because I need to step up in the same way that Pikachu does.
Sure.
Right.
Normal, baby's coming. 1-1000, hat, 2-1000, Detective Pikachu.
I would throw you out of the room so
Let me ask a qualifying question. Yes. Do you enjoy being married?
Yes,
okay.
So I probably shouldn't do it.
Don't go that way.
But if you go on eBay...
But can you have it in time for Weenie Roast?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'd like to see you wear that all around.
I probably could. they have plush dolls. They have PVC figures. As someone who knows nothing about the property or the character, I might become the world's largest collector.
I mean, to be fair,
that's
Pikachu
not weird at all.
Is adorable.
He's so...
Like, with the two little red rosy cheeks.
I'm sorry, what did you say? You said Pikachu's adorable?
Detective Pikachu.
Thank you. Because I actually don't feel that way about Pikachu.
Really?
It's no.
Just the just hat the makes hat. Him super cute?
And yes.
The detective,
okay.
Sure.
I've made fun of Pokemon. I like them like, who would be into that card game? And then they have a Pikachu mask. Like a latex mask with the hat.
Okay.
Okay.
It does, honestly,
we're getting
it does.
Into a very concerning.
We've lost
realm.
Jensen.
I'm going to be honest that the latex mask does look like a sex cult thing.
Okay.
Well, I mean, good luck with all that.
So you got
buy
it
now. Oh, God. Oh, wait,
you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
Wait, hold on. I actually did just buy it. I didn't mean to. That was supposed to be a joke.
No, no. You should buy it. What are you talking about?
No, I want the hat, but now I just bought the latex mask. No, not what I wanted to do.
All right. We need to take a break so Jensen can fix that.
That was a mistake.
And should pet parents celebrate Mother's Day? Pet parents.
You mean pet owners?
Pet owners, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't have kids.
Yeah.
But they
their
have pets.
Kids, their kids are their animals.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that a thing?
You're telling me it's a thing, but it's your pet. And yes, pets are family members, mm-hmm. but it's not your child. It's not your furry little baby.
People call them fur babies.
Yeah, those people are nuts. It's your dog, and dogs are great. You're not the dog's mother. Calm your teeth.
Well, I think that, okay.
Here we go. Put on the hot take hat.
No, it's not even a hot, that's the Detective Pikachu hat. What I'm saying is, I think that I have a dog and a cat, Brunch and Bill. Mm-hmm. I believe that Danielle is the mother to those pets. But I don't think we should celebrate Mother's Day because of it. Does that make sense?
She's the mother to those pets. She takes care of them.
She mothers them. She does all the functions of being a mom to those mm-hmm. pets. I just don't know if we should be celebrating Mother's Day. But I have in the past gotten her a card from the pets.
Okay.
All right, well. We're down a man now.
Here's the thing. You're a guy.
Yes.
You've got a cat and a dog.
I do.
Would you ever celebrate Father's
Day?
No, that's a great question.
No, because that's insane. So what's the difference?
Well,
you can call if you have input, by the way. 1-800-520-1067.
I enjoy celebrating Danielle.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. My wife.
And I am... she's so good with them. And mm-hmm. I felt like now that, you know, we have a child coming. Obviously, mm-hmm. in like a bunch of days. So it's easier for me to say that. But if we weren't going to have kids, I would still want to celebrate her on Mother's Day. So I would probably just swap in the pets.
Oh, God.
I would. That is true.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That is
all
true.
Right.
But I don't.
I thought we were all on the same page.
No.
I thought we were too.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I do think that. I don't think you should be celebrating Mother's Day because it's kind of odd. But I get why you would be considered the mother to pets.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
I do. You guys don't think that at all? By the way, Bean, I wish he was here.
Yeah,
because...
Bean does refer to his wife as mommy, mm-hmm. by the way, which is really disturbing right there. because she's the pet's parent.
But he's
mommy.
He's had every kind of pet under the sun. He's had like tarantulas and stuff. But
she's not a mommy.
You think that okay? So here's the justification. Are you saying that the baby has to be born from the mother? You know what I mean? Or adopted or surrogate or whatever.
I think it needs to be human.
I think that's a good distinction, Kevin. And I support it.
But is a dog parent, like a dog father or mother, right? Actual dogs.
Right.
That's the mother and the father of the dog?
Right.
Yes.
Are we walking
What's happening?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
When pets fall in love.
I have a question to follow up.
Yes.
How are babies made?
Oh, right? Jeez. That's
a love. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:51. Coming up in the next hour, Patrick Warburton.
Nice.
We're excited about
That's great.
Yeah, he's great. First, Allie is here with What's Happening.
If you're just joining us, you missed the fact that Kevin woke up and thought he was downing some DayQuil.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it was NyQuil.
It's NyQuil Friday.
Which is kind of the opposite of what you want for a morning show. How are you feeling?
But at least I'm normally super sharp, so this won't, no one will be able to tell. What did you just ask?
You mentioned sitting in the corner, which is what he does in between segments. He sits in the corner, and you mentioned a fog.
Well, you know when you have a cold or really bad allergies and you're in a fog, and it sort of seems like life is going on around you, but you're not a part of it?
You're just watching it.
That's what's happening right now.
Okay.
Like in a teenage drama TV show where they're like reading and then everyone around them is moving fast. Do you know that shot?
Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Like there's a filter.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I'm moving at a different speed.
That's going to be great for radio. Yeah.
This is good. But you said it's usually only about 5 hours, and you took it, what, at 4?
I took it at about 4:45, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, so right when the show ends, you'll be feeling better. Yeah.
You'll be doing
That's
great.
Good.
Well, I bring this up because you've got a big night ahead of you at Guy's Night Out. You are playing poker at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino, along with Dave, along with Omar spinning the tunes, and Beer Mug playing as well. Will you be okay by then?
Oh,
9 o'clock.
Of course.
This is an ideal night to play him in any game or recreation.
Absolutely.
And that involves money?
That is what I'm saying. So if you would like a spot to play poker at Kevin's table for K-Rock's Guy's Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino tonight, plus you're going to get a rack of chips worth $200. We're basically paying you to take Kevin's money.
Yeah. What is kale? Is that fish?
It is not fish. The winner must be 21 or over. So let's take caller 21 right now at 1-800-520-1067. And you are going to get a spot to play poker at Kevin's table for K-Rock's Guy's Night Out at the Bicycle Casino, Hotel and Casino. And if you want to RSVP for your spot to play poker with the guys right now, just go to www.thebike.com. 9 p.m. is when it starts, Kevin.
Good times.
I hope you grab the mic. I hope you do that tonight, right?
I'm going to be better by tonight.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm just a douchebag.
Whoa.
Well, that's introspective and odd, but okay. You guys, we talk often about these dream jobs, like, could you do this? And it's like chocolate tasting for a year. Or, oh, you could be a perfume smeller for a year. And they're all like, oh, okay, you get paid like $8 and maybe we'll throw in some cologne. It's never something you really want.
Right.
What about this? Could you handle testing out fancy yachts? What you're going to do is get on a yacht for a week, and you're going to need to live, eat, sleep on the yacht, and test out all its amenities. That's every plug socket, every door, every bed, every shower, every tap. And you don't really need any experience on yachts, but you do have to be 21 years old, have a valid passport, and be available on short notice throughout the year. So you're hanging out at home, smoking weed on your couch, and all of a sudden they're like, hey, we need you on a yacht in Mykonos. And you're like, going to the airport. Awesome.
This is a great gig.
It's really a great gig.
And then when I tell you the price, what is that? Are you hitting something?
No, it's not me.
You guys should do that. It's fun.
It's Dave.
Oh, it's Dave and his Pokemon thing.
Good Lord.
He's still watching it.
And he's hitting it without talking. So all we hear is the background.
Yep.
this show's going well, is what I'm saying.
Is he on NyQuil?
Might be. We know Chip is.
Right.
Here's your salary.
Yes, please.
$93,000 a year.
What?
This is incredible.
Living the yacht life.
So you're getting paid $1,865 per week, and that's not even you working every single week. That's incredible.
That's just awesome. For you to be on call, basically.
Yes.
For yacht life.
Yacht life, you guys. It was a recently launched luxury shopping website, Hush Hush, that listed the job. So if you have what it takes to live on a yacht for a week at a time and get paid $93,000 a year, I think this is for you. I need this job is what I'm saying.
I mean, it does sound pretty sweet.
It's wonderful. No,
I'm applying while at my job.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Hush Hush.
Yep.
Good stuff, you guys. Priyanka Chopra was talking about her brother-in-law Joe Jonas's recent post-Billboards wedding. Remember, they were all at the Billboards event in Las Vegas, then all of a sudden they show up at a little chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they planned that ahead of time? Like maybe the week before they were like, listen, this would be really fun. After, let's head over there.
I would guess so.
Nope. Yeah.
No.
They were just sitting at the Billboard Awards, and she said, Joe, I think, had the idea that he wanted to do it. But we're at the Billboards, and then we had these little black cards that we all got. So we started randomly inviting our friends and just people that we had met. We were like, all right, we're going to do this wedding. If you want to head to the chapel right from here, just arrive. And Diplo and Khaled did, and that's what happened.
And Dan and Shay.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
They're just like, hey, we just met you 10 minutes ago. Want to come to our wedding?
That's not impulsive.
It's
not
incredibly impulsive and amazing. But then you think about Priyanka Chopra's wedding with Nick Jonas, which was like 3-day ceremonies for just one of the weddings.
Yeah.
And they had like 18.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
They are very different couples, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Very.
I kind of respect it, though. You're sitting at the Billboard Music Awards, which, let's be honest, that's not a great ad for the Billboard Music Awards. Right. You're like, you want to get married after this?
Yeah, I'm so
like,
bored. I want to just dedicate my life to you.
Want to go now?
Right?
Yeah. Interesting stuff, you guys. You interested at all in a adaptation of A Christmas Carol?
Not really.
I mean, nope. I feel like we've seen them all, right?
Yeah.
What if I told you that Guy Pearce will be playing Scrooge and Andy Serkis is going to take on the Ghost of Christmas Past?
Oh.
What if I told you that the one who's writing it is Stephen Knight? Maybe you don't know the name because you don't watch Peaky Effing Blinders. Ugh. But from the creator of Peaky Blinders, you guys.
I mean, it's not like they're going to add murder to it.
Oh, they might.
All right.
Why not, right?
Well, I mean, everything is better.
Everything is better with murder. The BBC will air the series in the UK, and then FX will air it here in the US. But I'm...
You illegally get it.
Yeah.
I'm super into that.
But don't you have, like, a thing on your TV that lets you get British TV
early?
I'm
not saying that I can watch any British show as it happens, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I do.
It's a VPN. She can make it appear like she's there.
Right.
I don't know if it's a VPN, Kevin.
Of course it is.
Good God.
Sorry, Emma. It's not illegal.
What's going on?
Right?
Kevin.
NyQuil,
Kevin.
NyQuil,
right?
Narc over there.
Like, you have a VPN at your home on 28 Woodridge Ranch.
And a bunch of weed. You have weed, right? And you hide it in a drawer.
I'm just saying.
All right, guys. Hey, Dennis Rodman, why are you stealing yoga clothes?
Yeah, what is this story?
What? I never heard this.
Well, you didn't hear it because it just happened.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about it in just a bit. That's a teaser, everybody.
On NyQuil Friday of all days.
Kevin is shaking his head like he'll remember that I teased that. Come on, dude.
How dare you?
Some birthdays for you. Linda Evangelista. Chris Berman. He's the one that used to say back, that one.
Sure. ESPN.
Yeah. Was that a good impression?
Again.
Did you love it?
Great.
Back.
That's it.
Kenan Thompson and Bono, you guys. Lead singer of U2. Bono, right?
Sure.
Kevin is just drifting off. He's gone, you guys.
I'm good. I'm on. Patrick Warburton, welcome.
Yeah! Thanks for having me here. I was listening to you. I was just listening to you guys talking to the good doctor on the way in here.
About measles, yeah.
Freak you out a little?
Anti-vaxxers, you know, just...
Oh, you're in an anti-vaxxer room, so just, you know, yeah, keep it in mind. We're all anti-vaxxers.
Well, did you guys
see? We all are very much, we think that, you know.
I saw you guys. I was at the Flat Earth Conference. You guys were right next door. And it was great. There's a lot of crossover, I noticed.
Obviously.
I mean, it's insane.
It is insane. And you're also, I mean, you're not just hurting your own kid. You're hurting everyone else's kids.
Yeah.
So that is infuriating.
It is quite a take to have.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
Do you know your history of getting immunized?
I'm a libertarian too. You know, but I know, but that was an eye opener for me because I thought I was all cool.
Same.
And he said, "Yeah." I mean, I was probably, you know,
I called my mom and she said, "Well, I'm sure you did because it was required." You know, in the early 1900s when I was born. It was a requirement thing, so you didn't really have a choice.
Right.
So she says yes, but then we just talked to Dr. Drew, and he's like, it's been a long time. Maybe you need a booster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, contagious is, you know, there are certain levels of contagion. I mean, you can walk down the alley of a store 2 hours later.
Didn't
I mean,
love
that's.
It. No.
Yeah. That's not great. Mm-mm.
You're just sharing air. And you get it.
I mean, that means that this is just going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Good time.
See you later. Thanks for coming.
Patrick is doing something special this weekend. Explain it to us.
Well, there's this guy, Barry Martyr. He's Jerry Seinfeld's producing partner. They do Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He's got a pen name, Ted L. Nancy, where he's been punking companies, you know, for decades. There's 9 books of these letters. And so
that's insane.
Yeah, he
like,
writes.
How do you keep up your enthusiasm for that?
Well, because he gets very clever and crafty in making very very bizarre inquisitions and, you know, he just requests and they have to respond. So he gets response. All the letters in these books are real. All the responses are real. And they're just they're crazy, but they're fun. You know, he'll write to Coke, you know, I have a product, you know, whoever it may concern, I have a product, Diet Coke. I just want to make sure that there's no conflict with your Diet Coke. He goes, it doesn't taste like Coke. Most people say it tastes like Pepsi. But I sell it mostly to construction workers who really like it. How much caramel are you using? You know, and then legal will write back, and they're like, you have to cease and desist. You can't sell this product.
Right.
It's too close to our Diet Coke and this and that. And then he writes back, I'm so sorry.
I love the responses are so earnest from so many companies. Like,
I'm
sorry, you really don't need a permit for your nose-blowing machine.
Yes, you like, know the material.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yes.
And could you have picked a better guy to actually read these letters on stage than you?
Very kind, but... I am, you know, it's an hour and a half of letters, but they're all so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do
trying
a
to buy a mannequin from Nordstrom. That was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I mean,
There is one where he sends it, a letter to the Lakers and asks, very excited to buy tickets to your next homestand, but I wanted to give you a warning. I have the buttocks cut out of all of my pants due to an injury, and I have to put cellophane around my butt. So keep that in mind. I'll get a doctor's note if you need. Also, go Lakers.
9 books full of that.
They're awesome.
That's insane.
Yeah, but I get to, it's at the Irvine Improv, and so, you know, those are my old stomping grounds.
So it's tonight, Irvine Improv at 7:30. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. and 9:30. And then Sunday at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Yeah. So that's
that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of shows. It is a lot of fun. Yeah. And I get to talk about a little bit about growing up down there. And
Huntington Beach?
Huntington Beach.
Is that where you grew up? Yeah.
Yeah. It was all Huntington Beach, Newport Harbor High School, and K-Rock in the day.
Hey, now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You make me sound like such a girl with your voice. It's annoying.
I know.
Honestly, it's annoying. Masterful.
How do you think I feel?
Kermit.
You know, I don't remember. I'm not sure if this actually happened. I believe it happened. But when I went to Orange Coast College, I believe Black Flag played at lunch one day.
Whoa.
Nice. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I thought that's the only joint, you know, in America. College in America where you got
that's pretty
Black
sweet
Flag dropping it. Yeah, but they,
not
yeah.
bad.
That's pretty sweet. All right, we need to take a break. Patrick Warburton is here, and we will be right back. Well, he found somebody to talk to about Jeopardy.
Yes, Patrick Warburton.
Wow.
I love it.
That was shocking.
And now let's pass right by that before I get a Jeopardy question. I watch Jeopardy, and I get 2 questions right, you know.
That's why I don't watch. I don't need to be reminded every day that I don't know anything.
Yeah, you have us for that. I have a question for Patrick. I do want to ask a million soaring over California questions, mm-hmm. but I will only ask one Seinfeld question in a sense that the Dodgers announced that they're having a 30th anniversary for Seinfeld at the park, which will involve like Seinfeld stuff and cameos and et cetera. Did you ever think at the time how like iconic the character you played, Putty, would be when you're filming it?
No, but I did, you did realize the time, you know, because that was the sixth season.
Yeah, because they were like hot.
Yeah. What a great opportunity this was. And the moment you stepped on stage at Stage 9 at CBS Radford, that was hallowed ground. You couldn't believe you were there.
Yeah, and that's when like 20 million people were watching sitcoms or some mm-hmm. number that now seems only like the Super Bowl can get it.
Yeah, it was huge, and it was already been, you know, around the world and, you know, most English-speaking countries, I believe.
It had to be a little daunting to go into a show that's that popular. And did you think, I can't screw this up. I have to make sure I'm not the one.
It really is. I've never been concerned once I've gotten the job. It's, you know, we're all saboteurs of ourselves. It's not getting a job. Going in, you know, letting the nerves take over what you really need to do in that room. I've always sucked at auditions. Thankfully for me, work begets work because I don't get work from auditions. There's something about the whole process.
You don't get any work?
It's a mind scratch.
Do you do it?
I do, yes.
But they
go in knowing most of your work, kind of, right? I mean, they know certain things and they know that that's... Well, he'd be great for that. Like, they know that even before you come in.
They do, yeah. Usually. You know, in this instance, when I went in and I read for Larry David and Jerry... I don't think they knew me, and I've been working, but not, you know, nothing really terribly high profile. And so I just made some choices with, you know, that character,
yeah.
You know, and then they responded to it, fortunately. And then I got asked back a few times, but, you know.
And now you must be accosted with putty lines and eight ball jacket. And I mean, so many things must be just down the street walking.
I often say, feels like an Arby's night. Yeah. Like, I mean, you have to.
People offensively probably yell at him.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you ever like, listen, I'm not putty, man. All right. I'm Patrick.
No, listen, you have to embrace
that. Yes,
yeah.
You do.
And
the one everyone knows you from the most, I would imagine.
Sure, yeah. And then that was just 9 episodes, you know, of the show. 9 episodes.
Wow, you changed lives. Yeah. You and Elaine changed their lives.
Thank you.
Showed us what true love is.
Yeah. And The Tick. How great were you on The Tick?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was a great opportunity. I just spent 2 years working with Barry Sonnenfeld again up in Vancouver. He did a series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a genius.
Yeah, he's like one of the only auteurs left, really. Like, as far as, like, you know, it's one of his, like, projects.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love him.
Well, you know, and because he surrounds himself, too, with, you know, creative artisans like Bo Welch, who does all of his sets and does Tim Burton sets, mm-hmm. you know, and from the ground up. And
Men in Black.
How did you get involved in the thing that you're doing this weekend, Letters from a Nut? Where'd that come from?
I was just approached, but I think my buddy John Walk had been in contact. He works on the Kimmel Show, and he talks like this. He's the most impersonated non-celebrity in the industry. Everybody knows him over at Kimmel, awesome movie. But he contacted me because he knew Barry so they get Mike August, and they contacted me and said, "Are you interested in doing this?" But
it's such a weird one-off, right?
Yeah,
it's such a strange thing for you to do.
Well, it's really fun. Look, it's genius material. It's really funny. I'm really looking forward to doing this, and it's something we can pick up and take anywhere because it's not a large production. You know, it's a couple of us in chairs. We get on stage and I get up, I tell a few stories, I open with something very, very, very embarrassing, and personally embarrassing about myself. It's a note that I wrote, a Dear John letter that I wrote on Snoopy riding a skateboard stationery to this girl. And it's funny because, at first I show these horrible pictures of me growing up where I just look, one is worse than the other, like I'm going in the wrong direction. And then I show a picture of... scroll Kathy Jennings. She's just absolutely gorgeous, and I explain how. So I had to cut her loose. Yeah. I needed my dance card clear, right? And then I read this. I read this letter, and in
that you wrote to her.
That I wrote to her Well, my mom had given me this, stationery as a present when I was 13 years old. And I remember opening this box, this birthday present, and then I opened it up and it's stationery. And I, of course, I had questions.
So. Sure, of course. Is this for me? Yeah. Did you mean this for me?
What is this? What is this? She's like, well, you know, if you get any nice gifts, you could write a thank you note. And I'm like, sure. Stop, just stop, because you just confirmed exactly this is why I'm asking. This is not a present.
Right,
yeah.
You wrapped
it's
it up.
It's more like homework.
You wrapped it like, go ahead. That's what it is. This is homework. This is a BS gift right here. I'm a little sharper than that. So that sat in my desk for, about 6 years until I turned 18, 19 years old and needed to write a Dear John letter.
So then I was like,
I've still got my Snoopy writing a skateboard station. I was the R word. I was like, yes.
Did you think that it would lessen the blow if it was on that stationery?
All I knew was I was excited I could get to finally use this stationery. So,
you've used it once in your life now, right?
The letter is horrible.
Horrible.
And, yes. Like in it, I even explain, the girl I brought to church didn't do that to make you embarrassed. She's actually Jewish. I was trying to turn her onto the faith. I say things like this. It's so terribly embarrassing. I read it, and then at the end, I go, well, it didn't work. We've been married for 30 years. We have four kids. And I show a picture of her at our wedding where she still looks pissed off about the letter. But, then I don't know. It leads into the show. It's a sort of a miscue. That's my interpretation of what a letter from a nut would be.
Gotcha.
Oh, I love it.
And then I go, Ted, so this is not at all what we're talking about. I can lose this. This is really embarrassing. And he's like, no, we'll keep it. But it is the worst letter. I mean, you get icky feeling vicariously.
Oh, cringy.
Cringy, because it's so terrible. You know, I'm even saying things like, so I still hope that we can go out if I call you. You know, I'm covering all my bases, and I think I'm really smooth. And here it goes off with Snoopy riding the skateboard stationery.
That is
what
amazing.
A dummy.
That's pretty sweet.
Amazing. Sounds like fun.
If you could just stay on call for me, that's what I would like for you to do.
That's what I was saying.
Patrick Warburton reads Letters from a Nut. 5 shows this weekend. Tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7 and 9:30, and Sunday at 3 and at 7 o'clock at the Irvine Improv.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you,
much.
Kevin. Thank you, everybody.
It's an all-ages show, too. That's important to note. That doesn't happen a lot at the Improv.
That's right. It's mm-hmm. all ages.
Yeah.
So, and that is rare, right?
Yeah,
yes. Very. It's very clean. So you mm-hmm. can take your kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Bring your kids.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
I keep thinking about Detective Pikachu, guys.
Oh, for the love of God.
He's adorable. He's so beautiful with the mm-hmm. hat on.
Jensen just discovered Pikachu.
Yeah, I knew it existed. I just didn't ever delve into it.
My concern is that you don't like Pikachu without the hat when he becomes a detective.
Listen, I wouldn't say it to his face, but that is absolutely how I feel. Yeah.
I feel like that's really shallow. Like, you don't like a guy unless he's wearing his monocle.
No, it's because he's more distinguished.
He has a
great example.
He has a job.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he has
a function.
Impressive, sure.
He's like, I'm looking. I don't know what his voice is like.
Okay.
But I'm going to guess it's like, looking for crime.
Well, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, looking for crime.
That was very different.
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a weirdo, and I love it.
I love it.
Guys,
Pikachu!
At this time on Fridays during What's Happening, we like to highlight our That's My Jam playlist. And what it is basically every week, every member of the Kevin and Bean Show picks a song that maybe is brand new, you haven't heard it before, or a song that just came across another one of our playlists that we're like, oh, remember that song? That was awesome. Because we all have very varied musical tastes, and we like to let you know what we like and see if maybe you like it too. But you can find the playlist at Kevin and Bean on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. Just click the follow button. You're going to have 100 songs on there and about 6 hours of music. Just press shuffle, go to town, have a great day. Good night, everybody. All right, Kevin, what is your pick?
Mine came out in 2018 from mm-hmm. a band called Yonica.
Mm-hmm.
They're from Britain. 4 members, female lead singer.
Nice.
Kind of a rock and hip-hop mix.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I'm not positive what the name of the song is.
It's FWTB.
FWTB.
It's the grandson remix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding
You're
me
welcome.
Of that.
You're welcome.
And it's got some language
NyQuil.
Issues.
NyQuil Kevin.
NyQuil Fresh.
There's a lot of language
I was going to say, when mm-hmm. we listen to it without those beeps, will the song make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Cool.
And it's fantastic.
Excellent.
And you know Grandson. He was on a Mike Shinoda mm-hmm. song recently. Like, that I'm into him.
Yeah
absolutely.
Yep. He remixed this song. It's great.
Love it.
Well, Bean isn't here this week. He comes back on Monday. He's been on a road trip across the country, but that didn't stop him from adding his song. We played a little snippet of it when it came out about a week and a half ago, and we were all floored that this was Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, because it does not sound like Noel Gallagher at all.
At all, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's excellent. It is a song called Black Star Dancing.
Echoes are clearing, but we ain't done yet. But we ain't done yet.
That is amazing.
It's so good. Yeah. I love it so much. I
can't believe it's him and not like Jamiroquai. Or like, it's like it's such a boppy song.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Jensen, you're up.
I don't know how I missed this. It's an album from 2014. One of my favorite rappers of all time, Aesop Rock. Not to be confused with Aesop Rocky, a different guy.
But or Aesop's Fables.
Not a rapper.
Okay.
This it basically
could help, though.
You're welcome.
Back in the day, LP, who went on to do Run the Jewels, had a record label called Definitive Jux. Aesop Rock was one of the top dudes over there. But he put out an album in a super group of sorts under the name Hail Mary Malin. It's him, Rob Sonic, and DJ Big Wiz, kind of New York staples in the underground hip-hop scene. And in 2014, they put out an album called Bestiary, and I had never heard this, and this song is called Krill.
Go, 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 go. Sour dough toast on a sky in the morning of roses and red dye 40. Our boards up doors, board a cult, rewind porkies, borderline Voorhees, porridge line more please.
More please.
Pulled up like 100 blind Dorothy's, incorrigible, undermine authorities enormously. Sir,
go.
First words don't go in the top drawers, got floors, taxidermy fashion, fox paws, and rock watchdogs from live at the cat climber where I pop a pop star into a trash fire. Pearls are clutched, pipes fall from the frozen, bystanding witnesses enthralled in the moment.
I love that.
Oh, Aesop Rock's voice is one of my favorites in hip-hop history, and I had never known. Hail Mary Malin.
There you have it.
Fantastic.
Well, my song is off of Vampire Weekend's first album in 6 years. It came out last Friday. It's called Father of the Bride. I love it. I love this album so very much. I know there are all different views of this album. I think my favorite was Slate's review. They said, Vampire Weekend's new album is their least cool and maybe their best. And it's true. They've kind of like abandoned the hipsterism and kind of take more of a self-reflecting tone. I mean, it's now a trio. You've got Ezra that moved from New York to L.A. He's a new dad with his partner, Rashida Jones. And a lot of the songs really reflect that kind of growth. And there's an eclectic mix of collaborators. It's just really good, and I like it, and I want to just put on my khakis and a polo and get out there. But the song I picked is described as flamenco-esque, New Order-ish, and a Latin-tinged frenzy, and it is called Sympathy.
Alone in someone's bed, she firmly took my hand. The isolation ended, I began to understand.
Now I got that sympathy, what I'm to you, you are to me, let's go.
That's great too.
I love it so much. The whole album is just really good. If you talk to Omar and I. If you talk to Dave.
Yeah, but we don't ask Dave.
Kind of boring.
50-50.
Whatever. And by 50-50, you add it up to 100, and that's an A+.
I mean, this is a guy who's been listening to the Detective Pikachu on loop song for days.
Yeah.
A couple days now.
It's very concerning. But again, you can find that at That's My Jam playlist at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. It is a really great playlist.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
Updated every single week, and you're going to dig it. That's all I'm saying, you guys. Some birthdays for you. We've got Kenan Thompson, Chris Berman, Linda Evangelista, and just one of the many that Kevin has hung up on. He's the lead singer of the band U2. You know him, you love him. His name is Bono.
Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin. See you. The world's
biggest band. Yeah, I mean, he was done.
He was
finished.
He was mid-sentence.
He was done.
Let's hear it again so we can just really
so
listen.
We know.
Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin. See you. The world's biggest
band. The smallest club. I mean, technically...
Listen to me. Over.
Technically, I hung up on Bono.
I hung up on him while he was saying our names too.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Bean. Is what I hung up on.
So good.
It's a gift, it really is.
I don't feel that way.
Yeah, Kevin, you keep on giving.
Silver Sun pickups on the world famous K Rock. Don't forget they are playing the K Rock Weenie Roast with the Lumineers and 311 and a bunch of other bands. If you'd like tickets, you could go to krock.com. The show is June 8th at Doheny State Beach.
Hitting the beach this time.
Yep.
There's a luau.
Right.
There's going to be coconut bikinis.
I'm bringing those paddle ball. You know that? Like two paddles and a ball?
Sure.
Paddle ball.
I'm bringing that.
Paddle ball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Muggs is going to have to put on a lei and a grass skirt.
A grass skirt for sure. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, coconut bikini.
Coconut bikini.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
I'm in. I like it.
I'm signed up.
Okay.
I have something I'd like to talk about.
Okay.
I have a pregnant wife.
Mm-hmm.
And... the one thing that, and we've talked about it before, the one thing that has been the biggest symptom of her being pregnant is that she just eats the same thing over and over again. We've eaten CPK, I swear to you, 4 to 5 nights a week. Like, we go to the same...
I love it so much. It's
insane. We go to the same places over and over again. We've actually gotten so embarrassed at the CPK that we've started going to other neighborhood CPKs.
Just to split it up.
Yeah, because they'll think we're sick.
Yeah.
And we are sick.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem.
Now, is it a craving for one specific thing at CPK, or does she get different things?
She basically has been getting the same salad over and over again, but if I maybe shamed her into getting another thing, she'd be fine. She loves the whole menu.
Okay.
So she would get a couple things. But we've hit a point now where CPK sent us free pizzas yesterday for Mother's Day. I mean, we're in a weird spot.
Right.
But the weirdest of the spots that we're in is at a snow cone place near our house.
Oh.
Still exist?
Yes. There's actually a few of them. We've at least stumbled into a
That's
few.
That's weird.
And there's one called Brian's, and it's in Woodland Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And we... had eaten nearby, and I said, oh, I like snow cones. I'm a child. And so we walked in there, and it was so good. We were like, this is the best snow cone we've had. And so the next day, we craved it. So we went back.
Okay.
And,
now, you're pregnant too, or no?
I definitely am acting like it.
Okay.
I have the male pregnancy symptoms. And so I was like, I'll go again. So we go again. The next day, Danielle says to me, let's go to Brian's. I go, okay. So we go in. And now, what I can only assume is Brian. Because there's two workers inside, and this man has been constant each time we've went.
Right.
I could only assume he's Brian. We walked in, and Brian, bright-eyed, looked at us and said, 3 times in 3 days, huh?
Oh.
He was shaming you guys.
Oh, Brian.
I have never
He was shaming you.
So embarrassed.
For going to his place.
It was so over the top that I honestly questioned my own beliefs and practices.
Uh-huh.
I was like, am I a pig? Danielle, who's in all... pride and honor of being a pig right now, being pregnant, was just like, yes, sir. And I was just like, oh my God, this is a total disaster. And I was wondering, don't you think that's the wrong... I mean, number one, I don't think he should ever say anything because it just brings a light to me being, you know, gluttonous. But he shouldn't say it that way, no?
No, I think not at all. Why would he do that? Because then now you're going to... second guess, like, do we go back now?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to now.
Yeah, well, I mean, update, we've went 4 more days in a row. But he hasn't said 7 days in a row, which is nice.
Right.
But he does sort of be like, because we went out of town and that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then when we came back on the Monday, because obviously we can't miss a day.
Right to the snow cone.
Yeah. He said to us, straight-faced, oh, was concerned. Thought something happened to you guys.
What?
Like, just a few days.
Because we missed 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is he attacking you?
I don't know.
This is so weird.
I feel like he
has a
vendetta against making money.
No, I think what it is he now has regulars at his shaved ice place. That's exciting. So he's like, oh, coming in again. I don't think he's shaming.
It doesn't sound, the way he's telling that story, it doesn't sound like he's happy that they're there.
He's definitely not like, hi, buddy!
Right.
Like, thumbs up.
Okay. Now,
I mean, I think he's happy to see us, but I don't know if he knows the thin line between, you know, stoked repeat customer and stalker of his snow cone spot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
At any point, does he just turn to the other employee and go, they're here?
It feels that way.
Okay.
I think at one point he's going to look at us and be like, guys, I've got you these pamphlets on diabetes. And just hand it, like, that's where it feels like it's leading.
He's trying to wave you off.
Yeah.
That's super weird for a store owner.
Yeah. I don't even think like smoke shops do that. Like, he should 100% have a little more humility towards, you know.
Hey, it's great to see you
again. Yeah, we're addicted to your product. Also, like, what if he's like, this is like how meth starts for people.
I'm sorry?
Meth?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like if you were to get addicted to something, the dealer at first would be like, hey, man, calm down. Maybe not every day. But it's a snow cone.
You are equating shaved ice to meth.
Well, because I get the blue flavor.
Okay. All right. I didn't know.
I get watermelon and blueberry almost every time. I've switched it up a bit. And when I switch up my order, he goes, switching it up.
I think he's just perceptive and he's just into you guys being there, but he doesn't want to overdo it and be like, yeah, they're back again. So he's
so
kind
he
of making
the opposite
so
way?
He's nagging.
He's
you.
Nagging us.
Yeah,
what is it? It's the game? What I mean, why he could, we're all dating already.
Oh.
I'm in a relationship with a snow cone shop and he's shaming me and I feel like I'm in an abusive relationship. So Brian, if you're listening, we're big fans of your snow cone ice.
But not coming back.
And I'm going back today.
Love that whole album, Billie Eilish.
She rules. Mm-hmm.
On the world famous K-Rock, that song is called Bad Guy.
She's ruling the world.
Agreed.
Taking over.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. I'm a mama's boy, you guys?
I'm a mama's boy.
Yeah?
I mean, my
name's... I'm a girl.
I know.
No.
Okay.
No, please. I don't see gender, so... but as in high school, my nickname was Mother, because I was close to my mom.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's...
I hate to break it to you. Your nickname was not Mother.
I swear to God.
It was something else.
All right.
That was
fine.
The first half of it.
Yes.
Right. when my mom used to come visit, she would stay at the house, and I would say, hey, the station doesn't come in here.
Oh, no. Because you didn't want her listening.
I didn't want her to listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she would be disappointed in me.
Right.
You know,
well,
because,
how did you get
because
away?
Everything.
How did you get away with it? You were like, it doesn't travel this far?
I think she's, well, we have a bad signal all over the city.
Yes, that
it's
makes us the best station in L.A., yeah.
Correct. I think she knew what I was doing and just was fine with it. Mm-hmm. Like, she is in control, but lets everybody else think that they are.
That's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my thing, is I would just say, Mom, I'm sorry, the show doesn't come in here, so.
Yeah.
Don't even try.
I don't know about other ladies that are listening, but you can tell a lot about a man by his relationship with his mother and his respect level and how close they are. And it's a very good thing if a guy has a good relationship with his mom. It's a terrifying thing when it's too good.
Yeah.
And like the mom
like
is the, well, maybe Jensen's a little there,
well,
like more
listen,
than most people.
It's
but...
aged well since high school. I think we were maybe, I mean, I think any male who says my mommy, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think mom or mommy is really the thin line between
that's the
health and unhealth. Yeah.
But I love the relationships that both of you have with your moms.
That's
it's
very
wonderful.
Nice. Well, I am very excited to celebrate Mother's Day with her. We're going to go see the Aretha Franklin documentary.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, very excited.
All right. So we're going to do a phone topic of things that you never told your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're embarrassed of it.
Secrets.
Secrets. Yeah. You didn't finish college. You know, stuff like that.
Right.
Oh.
That you didn't tell your mom about and you still haven't.
Okay.
And we're here to out it.
Correct. I mean, to help is what we mean.
You can change
and
your name.
Counsel you.
Yeah, you don't have to be your real name.
If your mom is still alive, we never have to let her know that you made this call. If she's dead, Chip, dead to ya. It's just one of those things. We're here to help.
But also, if you want us to call your mom,
we will do it.
We'll do that as well.
And let her know.
That is a gift.
Right?
Right?
I had held a secret for a long time from my mom. And I finally let her know.
Okay.
But in high school, we, you know, I was on the baseball team and we would take these team photos. Mm-hmm. And then you do individual shots. It's a way they make money off you, really, wearing your uniform. And one year I decided I thought it would be funny to put a stick in my pants for my individual photo in the baseball pants. And you know how tight those
are. Like a toothpick.
No.
You mean
like a large rod.
And I toothpick.
And I put it in my baseball. I wanted to really impress people.
Right.
And so
you
I
don't want to overdo it.
No. So I put this stick in my pants mm-hmm. and took the photo, and all my friends thought it was funny. And when the photo came in, I thought it was funny. And I didn't think it would be smart to tell my parents.
Right. Right.
And they don't care. What are they going to do with the photos? They're always just like, you know, in your wallet for a year, and then they get thrown out. And my mom, senior year, the next year, was like, we got you a gift. And number one, I'm like, this is a crazy gift. But she kept it because clearly it's my mom. She brought me a huge picture frame. And for every grade, there was an opening and it said like 11th grade, 10th grade, you know what I mean? And then pick the school picture.
Sure.
And then she spent like hundreds of dollars on this picture frame. And sitting in the 11th grade photo was stick pants.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. Did she not see that?
No. And so I had to tell her, and she was so upset. She was
because you put so much time and effort and money.
She's like, if you would have told me, I never would have picked this photo. I like this photo of you, of your face.
Right? Look how big your...
No, that's not what she said.
No?
She definitely was focused on my face.
Why did you have to tell her? Because if she didn't see it, maybe she never would.
I don't know. I thought other people would see it, and that was a weird decision to put in the
frame. Was it totally noticeable? Like
once you see it, there's no past seeing it. But it could look like a crease. You know what I mean? But once you go, oh, there's a stick in my pants, people go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. It is brutal.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Is it Polo?
Hey, guys.
Hey, morning.
Yep. How's it going? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. And Ellie, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. I'm not really a thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well played.
Well done, Polo.
No, I thought, naturally, I thought. Anyways, but no, yeah, this I kept from my mother, and her name's Alicia Mehta, and she won't know anyways because she doesn't speak English.
Okay.
But and she'll it wouldn't matter anymore.
What did you not tell
when
her?
When I was a kid, I was 13, around 12, 13, and I went to Video for You, the local,
video store.
The local video store.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, kids nowadays have it way too easy.
Right.
I'm really pissed about that.
Sidetrack. Mm-hmm. Let's stick with what you didn't tell your mom.
You have to go to the freaking,
Let's try to get to the part where you didn't tell your mom
that's
something.
That's what I'm trying to get to. So basically, I came out with a big old box, you know, and I used the card, and they would let me use the card.
The
you
card,
know?
Your mom's
credit
card.
Mm-hmm. My mom's card, yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, no problem or whatever it was, you know, and my mom... She saw me, and she was like, hey, what was that, you know, big box, you know? It's like, I was like, it's a double, you know, one of those two video ones. And she's like, well, you came out with one. And I'm like, well, I got to come back for the next
so you
one,
never,
you know, tomorrow.
Did you ever end up telling her?
No, she wouldn't have even, no, there's no way I could ever tell her that.
What if she's listening right now and I say, use tu tarjeta para comprar porno.
She would.
Okay, so she now knows. Okay,
she knows.
Cool.
Good job.
Knows now. All right, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll talk to you next. All right, just ahead of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, let's take one phone call. Things that you didn't ever tell your mom. Joe in Corona. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. Thank you.
All right, so... My sister's boyfriend had moved in with us when I was about 15 because his dad had died in a car accident. My mom felt sorry for him. And when he moved in, he came to me and was like, hey, bro, can I hide my bong under your mattress? And I was like, sure. Yeah, I want you to like me. Go ahead, hide it. And my mom was doing some cleaning around the house, and she walked into my room. She's like, what's that smell? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, it's coming from your bed. So she lifts up my mattress and sees the bong. She's like, what is that? And I was like, I have no idea what that is. What is that? Where was that at? And she's like, who put that there? And I was like, I have no idea.
I like just the straight denial. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know who put it there.
And she's like, are you sure? I'm sure. I was like, it could be, I don't know. Ryan just moved in. I don't know. Maybe he could have hid it there. And she totally believed me and kicked him out the next day.
She kicked out the boyfriend?
Yes. He had nowhere to go. I felt so bad, and I seen him like 6 months later.
Was he living on the streets?
He just gave me the dirtiest look, and I was like, I should probably turn around and walk the opposite direction.
Oh, no. Oh my God. Will you ever tell your mom that?
I'm pretty sure if I would, it would break her heart.
Okay, we're not calling. Let's not do that. Not interested.
All
right, Joe, thank you. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. We'll take your calls next. We're talking about things that you never told your mom in honor of Mother's Day.
I mean, we're kind of talking about it.
Sort of, yeah.
I mean, I'm just hoping the caller standard rises here.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to tell a story, start 10 seconds before the punchline.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Always good.
It's really all we need.
Okay. Yeah. And also, I think the last caller wasn't, when really analyzed, he never really lied. He told the truth. And then guy got kicked out of the
house.
Right. So he didn't we're 0 for 2.
We took a phone call from a guy that was terrible that we didn't even want. Because it wasn't the topic. That's how we roll.
It's been all a right. good day.
It's NyQuil Friday, baby.
Oh, man. All right, let's go to, how do you say your name?
Eliana.
Eliana?
Eliana, yes.
In Baldwin Park. What did you
save the segment, yes. Eliana.
Help us.
Okay, so this isn't just a secret that I keep. It's like what my siblings keep for my mom. So my sister moved to San Francisco, but what she didn't tell my mom is she was moving with her boyfriend. And my mom's very traditional where you don't move out with boyfriends before.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So all of us told her we're not, you know, we all kept the secret. At some point, my mom's like, I want to visit you in San Francisco. So she kicked her boyfriend out, cleaned up the whole house, hid all his stuff. My mom thought she was completely alone. None of us ever brought it up. We came back down, and she still doesn't know 2 years later that she lived with a boyfriend.
And how old was she at this time?
She was 27.
I get it. That is some traditional living.
Very traditional. We don't even bring it up. We bring up San Francisco, and never once do we say that she lived with her boyfriend. And till this day, my mom is clueless. None of us will ever bring it up because we're just like, you know what? Let's just save her the pain.
Well, funny enough, my dad is her second marriage, so she was already married.
Mm-hmm.
And when she, you know, starts dating my dad, they move in together after, I think, a year or two. And my mom had a separate phone line.
For when her parents called?
A red phone, yeah.
And
when my mom, and my mom was already married and was already living that traditional lifestyle.
Oh my gosh.
And so it would ring and my mom could only pick up that phone.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that nuts? Yeah.
I feel like that's what's going to happen to us. We're going to have to sneak around. We've got really good at keeping secrets because traditional parents can't handle their kids being so independent, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I hear you. Well, good job.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Jimmy in Riverside. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
We are good. Thank you.
Okay, make it really short for you guys. I know how fast you guys need this.
Killing it, Jimmy.
Look, it's not that we need it fast. It's just that we need it at some point before 10 a.m.
Let's talk more about how fast the story should be.
We need it to go somewhere between 30 seconds and 40 seconds. Where are we right now? We're at 20 seconds. Yeah, we got about 10 more seconds. 5 seconds?
You're chopping in my time here.
Oh, you're right. Oh, go. Oh, you're right.
Go ahead,
Jimmy. Go for it.
I woke up to use the restroom, coming to find out to witness my mother and her husband having sex. And so not to disturb them, I had to stay there and pretend I was asleep the whole time till they finished.
No!
Oh, my
Jimmy.
God.
I mean, you didn't have to. But you chose to.
Oh, my gosh. The horror.
I saw my mom in a whole different way that night.
So, I bet.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy, can we call your mom?
We can, yes.
We can.
Okay, get Jimmy's
I'm gonna put
number.
You on hold.
We're gonna tell her with you.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
Just hold on and give
yeah,
us.
We're gonna hold on.
We're gonna do that next hour for sure.
Give us the information.
Yeah.
Holy cow, Jimmy!
I can't wait. All right, the whole day's turnaround.
Night
because we're
Friday.
Gonna talk to his mom.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Ryan.
What it do?
You didn't tell your mom what?
I got my text. I got a tattoo on my business.
Penis.
On your penis. Okay. You got a tattoo on your penis.
Yeah, I got a P2.
Penis.
P2, you're stupid. Why?
I mean, you don't technically ever have to tell your mom that, right?
Well, she shouldn't.
No.
You know, just see it
that's
randomly.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Wow. No seeing it. It's Hot Wheels swims.
What's going on? What is today?
Hey, Ryan. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:51 on Friday. That means it's time for Keep It 100.
Yes.
You text us whatever song you want to hear. If it's in our system and you're texter 100, we will play your song.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, here are some of the songs that you picked. Text us 1-800-520-1067. Texter 100. We will play your song coming up next. Allie is here with What's Happening.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Nope. Not that number. No. You guys, there's a high-end yoga studio called Vibes Hot Yoga in Newport Beach. And they're accusing Dennis Rodman of taking part in a theft of $500 worth of clothing. What? So video obtained by TMZ appears to show Dennis Rodman providing a distraction for a couple alleged accomplices. Two women and one man, so that would be few, as they stuffed items into bags at Vibes Hot Yoga in Newport Beach. And at one point...
So he was running interference. He
right.
Was,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And at one point, the unidentified man takes hold of an expensive crystal, proceeds to drop it, adding another opportunity for the accomplices to take more clothing.
Hmm.
The owner of the store told TMZ that the group refused to pay and that Rodman blamed store employees for the shattered crystal.
What's
not
going on?
Good.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
No, that's Dennis Rodman. But, wow.
Yeah, that's a weird story.
Absolutely.
Everything about that is weird.
Yeah, why would he be involved with a case of people? You know what I mean? Like, you're saying that they were disconnected
like they,
in the
no,
store.
No, they were all in on it together is but, what
but
they're
when,
saying.
But the front, right? Mm-hmm. So when the things break, Dennis is like, that's the employee's problem. It's like, why would he get involved if it's random people in the store?
I don't know.
This seems like a dumb front. I think they're going to get caught bad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They would have gotten
bad.
Away with it.
Yep. But except for those meddling kids.
Okay, I get it. All right. So David Beckham has been banned from driving for 6 months because he used his phone. But, you know, that's not all he did. He apparently had 6 points on his license when he was caught. And then on Thursday, those 6 points that he got for using his phone took him over the 12-point threshold, which means instant disqualification. You ain't driving in
canceled.
The UK. So that's pretty serious.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think he was, like, looking through his Instagram feed, or?
Mm-hmm, probably, yeah. He has, like, a Google alert for Posh.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what's my
he has
wife
a
doing?
Google alert for himself.
Yeah, probably.
I think.
Most likely. This is an interesting little show that they're going to be doing on May 23rd over there at the Today Show. Tom Hanks is joining Savannah Guthrie to co-host a whole hour.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm in.
From Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Hmm?
Well,
what?
That had me.
What?
I sort of slowly trickled out.
But it does get good.
Okay.
So the day's 8 a.m. hour is being billed as a nod to former Senator Elizabeth Dole's Hidden Heroes organization, which supports military caregivers. So they're going to have a whole crew from the military out there, and they're going to be live. It's going to be wonderful. Plus, it's also a plug for NBC's first broadcast of the Indianapolis 500, which is a couple days later. So you got Tom Hanks, you've got military families, and they're going to throw in Sheryl Crow performing.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff for that hour. Here's an interesting little aside. They said that it might be that they're doing a little counter-programming because CBS This Morning's new lineup premieres that week, which is Gayle King. She's now the lead host on that show. They had a big shuffle on that show. So Gayle King is the lead, and then she's joined by Anthony Mason and Tony Dokapeel?
I'm sure that's not
whatever.
New York Nick Anthony Mason. I'm sure that's just a
no, it's from the Knicks. It's Anthony Mason. Yeah, he's huge up there. Which...
He has the name shaved into his head and everything. Anthony Mason passed away, I think.
I was going to say, I believe he's actually
he's dead. Yeah, so he's not hosting.
It is not him
no.
at all. But it would have been awesome if he was alive and it was
him. He'd be great on the
yeah.
show.
Yeah. I love Mason.
He don't give an F about nothing.
But the fact that they're saying it's counter-programming, like CBS This Morning, no offense, but the Today Show and Good Morning America have handily handed them their butt in the ratings for
a long time, right?
So, sure, Gayle King, I know you're going to be making $11 million now Robert. As the lead host on that show. Mm-hmm. People aren't clamoring.
Robert, who's with me?
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Now, you know when people say that's a real clickbait title yes. for an article?
Mm-hmm.
Let me read you what made me click on this. Ellen DeGeneres is thinking about ending her long-running talk show.
That would be huge.
Here's her quote. Yeah, of course. I think that whenever I'm tired. I think that whenever the show is a little rough to do. I'll know when it's the end. I'll know when I feel it. And I don't feel that right now. So we'll see how long I can go. So she's not thinking that at all.
Nothing is
the thing.
So it's the opposite of the headline.
Yes. Absolutely. But then they even included clickbaity things in this article. And when she does pull the plug, she said she's going to spend more time doing stand-up. Here's the quote. I think once I'm done with the talk show, I'm not somebody that needs to be on stage and in front of the camera all the time. So once I'm done with the show, I think you'll see me do stand-up, you know, once in a while. That's it. What? And nothing about this article is what you said. Nothing. Nothing.
There's zero story there.
Zero. It upset me, and I'm angry, and I don't know why I put up with this.
I mean, you clicked on it, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I also was super excited to click on the video of a bingo. It's called the Carnival Bingo in Prince Albert in Canada. It's like a bingo hall, and they've got monitors up everywhere. So it's like B9 and, you know, whatever, numbers, so you can see them.
Someone has cancer
whatever.
On their mind.
B9
over
I really
there?
Do.
Sorry.
So sad. It's going to be a long day. But here's the thing. They said they were hacked because as these old people were sitting there playing bingo, looking up the monitors, really aggressive porn came
up.
Hardcore porn came up on the monitor. So I clicked on this video, couldn't wait to see like the reaction.
Penis.
There was just like random giggling and a couple people laughing. I wanted like
that's
people
it?
Like, oh, damn. Like some dude being like,
can I hear
oh,
that again?
Remember
please?
We used to do that?
Can I hear that again, please?
Mabel? No.
Okay.
But that's not what you want.
No.
You want me to pee on you? No, that might have happened. It was hardcore. But Carnival Bingo in Prince Albert said, oh, we were hacked. We are sorry for the mishap. There was a security issue and it's now been corrected. You weren't hacked. Someone working there was like,
this will be funny.
Let's see what
happens. This will be funny, right?
And it
Stop
was funny. Making my sons horny. I mean,
a woman said.
I agree with her. Let's wrap this up and talk about some birthdays.
Oh,
we?
That seems too big.
It does. Chris Berman, Kenan Thompson, and Bono. And that's what
it's time for. Keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
So before we get to Texter 100 and the song that they picked, let's talk about the songs that we could have had.
Okay.
Texter 99 was PETA in Santa Fe Springs, wanted Time to Waste by Alkaline Trio.
Would have been fine.
Texter 101, come on, Todd in Hollywood.
What?
Where Is My Mind by the Pixies.
Oh,
I love that song.
That would have been a win.
That would have been good. But also a win, let's go to Texter 100, Alex in Azusa.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
What are you into listening? What do you want?
I've been trying to request Love Roller Coaster from the Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, that sounds good. It was supposed to lead. Okay. But also, how many weeks have you asked for this? How many weeks have you asked for this question? But for this song.
I don't know. Ever since the segment started, I've been trying to request that song. And I know how much Allie loves the Chili Peppers.
I mean, we never play them, so it'll be good to hear them.
So every...
I hardly ever get to hear them, so...
You know what? We don't play Love Roller Coaster. I'll give you that.
That's true.
But we play Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I know. I hope somebody requests Weezer next.
I love it. Alex, do you want to introduce your song like you're a real live radio DJ?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
All right, guys. Up next, Love Roller Coaster from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well done, Alex.
Keep it 100.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and that is Texter 100 for Keep It 100. Allie, as we do.
Yeah.
What year did that song come out?
That song came out in the mid to late 90s, and it was when I was living in Boston at the time.
Okay.
Had moved there to go to Boston College,
mm-hmm.
and I am not positive if it was 96 or 97, but I am going to say 97. Six.
96.
Oh! Dang. All right.
The normal 1 year off.
We will do this.
Hey!
Perfect. Perfect. She's taking a bow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37, and Allie is here for our final look at what's happening. Oops.
But
I was supposed
first
to play the rap, wasn't I? NyQuil Friday is not treating me well, you guys.
NyQuil Friday.
I really,
strikes again.
I'm not a fan of it. I hate it. And I wish I were not doing it. It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff.
Right? It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know I barely listen.
I know some people after work and most others are still asleep. So it's lucky that your boy Jensen wraps up every week. Because we found out that Allie follows Doors on Instagram. And I got you up on TV from the Wu-Tang Clan. And Henry Winkler might be the nicest in town. And we learn what happens when you mix Elvis with a clown. And a snow cone spot seems to shame me every day. Oh, and also,
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Be Real called in and now he is investing in my brand new business producing salad dressing. David Cross, Nate Bargatze, and Putty. And Anthony Jeselnik was effortlessly funny. Hot takes from listeners ended up being fun. Ghostbuster 2's as good as Ghostbusters 1. And happy Mother's Day. Here's a secret that I kept. You're not really a parent if you only have a pet. Unless you're hiding crocodiles in your yoga pants. If you missed that, download the podcast.
That's a jam right there.
Yeah.
It's a bop, baby.
It's so good.
Allie is here now with one last look at what's happening.
Well, if you're just joining us, you don't know that this morning, Kevin decided that he was going to take some of his DayQuil. He's been having some allergy issues, too. So he grabbed the DayQuil, took a big old swig of it, and then realized that was NyQuil.
Yeah.
So you've been a little,
I've been miserable. I hate it.
Tired.
I hate it.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. I hate me.
You're being a little rough on yourself, but there have been times that I've looked over and you've been in sort of a I don't know, trance.
Yeah, you're looking right through us.
It is funny because people on Twitter are like, "How can we tell the difference?"
No, you, that's
it's
true.
More of a, to be honest, it's more of an in-person.
Yeah,
today.
It's a visual for sure.
You look sad and a little tired.
I despise the fact that I feel this way because it's a stupid mistake.
You did it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
So
Kevin.
It's not fun being me.
Also, just
don't
a footnote also,
up.
if you missed anything this week, you heard it in the rap, but you could download the podcast at any point. You just go to anywhere you get podcasts, look up Kevin and Bean Show. We also post it on our social medias, which on Instagram and Twitter is just at Kevin and Bean. And you miss so much.
That's how
Bean has to hear the show this week.
That's true.
God, you know he will.
Yeah.
Like when I'm off, I don't care what happens. But Bean's like, oh, catch me up on this clown thing. I'm going to listen to the podcast, but what else can you tell me? God, it's odd, but I respect it. He will be back on Monday. And hopefully on Monday, Jensen, I'm hoping we can get a review of your new crush.
My best friend, Detective Pikachu?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
If you haven't been listening, you wouldn't know how creepily obsessed you have become with Detective Pikachu.
It's a little weird.
He is maybe my soulmate. He's definitely my spirit animal.
Right.
I've never, ever seen Pokemon, played the video games, played the card game, seen the cartoon, anything.
Nothing.
I know nothing about it.
Yeah.
But God, this little creature in a hat solving crime. Boy, oh boy. It has my whole entire attention. It's I'm fully engrossed.
And you're a wreck, too, so that's weird. No? Okay, but here's the thing. Detective Pikachu earned an impressive $5.7 million yesterday.
Wow.
In previews. Guys, this might, what do you think? It might make like 50, 60 million.
Yeah. No, it's going to make a ton of money. I mean, kid movies always make a lot, but this also has great buzz. People like
it. People love it. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, so not bad, you guys.
I'm going to down a bunch of NyQuil and go see it.
I don't think that's what
yeah, Detective Pikachu!
I would advise that.
Good Lord. So Alex Trebek is going to be on CBS Sunday Morning.
How does she do it? How does she do it?
I don't know. Every day.
Shoehorn City.
Every day.
Talking about his ongoing cancer battle. And he said
I feel bad.
He's continued to work even though he was going through treatment and it led to some seriously tough days. He said, "This got really bad. I was on the floor writhing in pain. It went from a 3 to an 11 and I just couldn't believe it. I didn't know what was happening. And it happened 3 or 4 times a day while we were taping. So it was a little rough on me." A little rough on me.
Sounds pretty tough.
You're going through one of the most painful things ever, and then you have to get up there and shoot a TV show.
Yeah.
So I guess the producers were obviously very kind. Like, look, if you don't want to tape the show, let's not tape the show. And he's like, we're here. Yeah, let's just do it. But he also says all of his hair is gone. He hopes it grows back, but for now, he's just wearing a headpiece. Hairpiece.
Headpiece.
Which would be incredible as well.
I'm wearing a headpiece. You look over at Pikachu Detective Hat. Hello, everyone.
But if you want to catch that, it will be on CBS Sunday Morning. I'm not sure if you guys saw the tweet that Complex sent out that caused people to lose their minds about French fries. They posted a tweet with photos of 4 of the most popular types of fries. Crinkle cut, curly fry, waffle fry, and steak fries, and asked people to choose which one they'd get rid of. They wrote, one gotta go forever.
Very easy.
It's so easy, and how was this even a debate? Beat it, steak fry.
Yeah, steak fry is it's basically a baked potato.
It's a baked potato. It's just mushed up potato in the middle of ass.
It's thin skin.
It's awful.
Yeah.
But people were literally like, no, steak fries are my favorite. We need to get rid of those people,
right? Agreed. Yeah. The people and the fries.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then
people
were like, I don't like curly fries. They're too spicy for me. I'm like, what's up, white people?
Jeez. Too spicy.
People were losing their minds over that. And not sure if you saw Taylor Swift on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, but you know how Taylor is kind of the queen of Easter eggs. She will leave little hints in places. And now people are looking for these hints, maybe in places that there aren't really hints.
Okay.
But in the cover photo, she's wearing a denim jacket covered in pins with references to several artists like Selena Gomez, Troye Sivan, the Dixie Chicks, and Drake. So that has a lot of people thinking, oh, has she collaborated with any of them on the new album? And the photo of Drake is alongside another pin that says Track 5.
What does Alex Trebek think?
I don't know. But on her jacket, also images of the cast of Friends, Game of Thrones, Mr. Rogers, Faith Hill, Sandra Oh, and Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy. But she said, I just wanted to rep as many things and people that I love in my jacket. Okay.
Late night for Daddy.
All right.
Oof.
Don't love it, you guys.
At all.
No. And if you missed it earlier, you're going to want to apply for this job. It was from recently launched luxury shopping website Hush Hush. They listed the job of, can you handle testing out fancy yachts for about $93,000 a year?
How do you test it?
Well,
for a spin?
I don't think you're driving the yacht.
You're just living it.
Or chaperoning. Yeah. You, as the reviewer, you're required to live, eat, and sleep on the yacht for a week.
I guess.
Test out all of its amenities. That's every socket, every door, every bed, every shower. Test out everything. Do a little write-up, that type of thing. And then head back home Because you're on call, essentially. So if you're at home, just the hand down your pants, watching TV, mm-hmm. and they're like, listen, we need you in Mykonos tomorrow. And you're like,
sorry, babe,
not
gotta
a problem.
Go. There's a fake girlfriend.
That was right?
They don't have a girlfriend.
Who he's talking to? Yeah. Yeah, you gotta go because your job pays you $1,865 a week.
Whether or not you're on a yacht.
Whether or not you're
that's
on a yacht.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Good deal.
Great news, not necessary to have experience with yachts.
And that's my great news.
To apply, but you do have to be 21 years old, have a valid passport, and again, be available on short notice throughout the year. Hmm. $93,000 a year.
There has to be something wrong with that because why would they pay that?
I don't know. But also, two things. One, great job for Bean when he leaves. Mm-hmm. Two, I feel like it's free advertising.
It's 100%. Because everyone is talking about how great this is.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Do you remember who it was that listed the job?
Pikachu.
It's Hush Hush. Well, I thought you pointed at me.
No, that was me saying
don't say it.
Finger up. I thought it was finger out.
You thought it was finger out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not liking this conversation.
Not at all. Let's wrap it up with some birthday, shall we? First up, we've got Kenan Thompson. Next, Chris Berman. And then Linda Evangelista. And then a man, the singer of one of the most iconic K-rock bands. If not iconic bands in the world, you too. But that didn't stop Kevin from hanging up on Bono.
Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin. See you. The world's biggest
band. Okay, so
all right, that
we
happened.
Go to commercial, but the mics are still up because you, for a second, went, oh.
I had just hung up on Bono.
But you had not
That's
turned
correct.
The mics down. So you can hear me pee myself at the end. Do you want to play it again?
Sure. Sir, great to talk to you. We'll see you again in a little bit, all right?
We feel the same about you. Really do, K-Rock. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kevin. See you. Bye-bye.
The world's biggest band in the smallest club they've played in 4 decades.
I'm losing my mind.
Brought you such joy.
The man has dedicated a great amount of his life to AIDS research, saving Africa, making great music. Cut him off, baby. And that was not on NyQuil.
Mm-mm. Look, he said goodbye.
He
He's
did,
like, thanks, K-Rock. He did.
Yeah, he mm-hmm. did.
So that's what I'm sticking
Kevin,
with.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
Right. That's what's happening.
Agreed. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial free for all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers.
Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
At the end of the day, you're all going to die.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, now.
Roll another one.
Anal.
Just like the other one.
Oh, yeah.
This one seems to be about quit.
I'd rather you Google it.
And I need another.
Do you love Maroon 5 like I do?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Maroon 5 song?
I listen to all of them. I really don't have a favorite, but I listen to all of them.
Give me Luda.
Another one.
That's something you get a facial done to.
Just like the other.
Giant nose, one of the obstacles.
This one seems to be about spent.
I'm gonna just keep it a bit.
I don't have another cent.
You guys, I want to say it's such an honor to have me on your show.
This is total horse crap.
Just pass it around.
Canceled.
And the bogart that joined my friend.
Radian Durf. Eve W. Ladbat.
Oh, that was a massive waste of time.
What a devastating and pointless exercise this has been.
It was horrible, too. As soon as I finished, I was like, what did you f***ing do? What did you just do?
And when you're done, cleanup is quick and easy. Just pull out the sleeve, pour out the contents, and wash it with soap and water.
Guys, that was bitchin'.
Bong, bong.
My name is Andy Warhol, and I just finished.